This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
3:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Now, I know that it is sunny and it's hot. Not as hot as it's been, though. This is the proverbial calm before the storm. We are about to see, starting tomorrow for sure, probably 3 or 4 days, coming from what is now Tropical Storm Debbie. I just got a note from our governor, Glenn Youngkin. He has declared a state of emergency throughout our entire Commonwealth. So this is going to be real. Heavy rains and some strong winds, and you'll need to stay close to News Radio WRVA to make sure you're on top of all of it. Big news politically is this Tim Walz character is chosen by Kamala Harris. I'll tell you again why I believe he was chosen, because he's not Jewish. It makes no sense if you're looking at the Electoral College. It doesn't make any sense, except if you're Kamala Harris, you have thrown in your lot with the Hamas wing, the furthest left-wing crazy people. And so everybody knows now. I mean, I don't know how you're going to vote, but you should have all the information in front of you. Can former President Donald Trump win if he is sitting in a prison cell? I heard this news the other day. I thought I had misheard it, to tell you the truth. I heard a news report that said the sentencing for former President Trump on these insane charges up in New York is actually moving forward. So it's a big legal issue. Our good friend Joe Moreno, smartest lawyer on God's green earth, you know, joins us on a regular basis every other Tuesday, and we press him into service anytime we need him, that's for sure. But luckily, Joe is with us today, can help to explain this. Joe, thank you for being here, my friend.
Jeff, you're far too kind, but it's always wonderful to join you.
Oh, that is, it's nice to hear. Now, listen, I thought that I misheard this. I was sure that I had misheard this, that this whole kangaroo court sham trial thing up in New York, it was going to go away. But this judge is actually going to impose sentence on Donald Trump.
Now, Jeff, I left New York to move to Northern Virginia about 15 years ago. But I am just appalled at what my original home state, what they do with their legal system. Between the Letitia James civil case against the Trump Organization and between the Alvin Bragg criminal case against Donald Trump, and then frankly the giddiness that New York City Mayor Eric Adams said a few months ago when he said, "I've got a block of Rikers Island just waiting for Donald Trump." I mean, it's so apparent, it's so clear that the legal system is being used as a political weapon. It makes me cringe. So to answer your question, I fully expect Judge Juan Merchan in New York City will do everything he can to humiliate Donald Trump, to keep him off the campaign trail. And yes, that very well may include a prison term.
We've heard the phrase lawfare, and I don't know who invented it, but that, as a layman, as a non-attorney, boy, that would strike me as pretty close to the truth on all of this.
It's using highly creative prosecution theories to construct cases that would never be brought against anyone else, but yet are brought against a political opponent to maximize political damage. I mean, you have the Letitia James case It was a fraud case, and there was no fraud victim. Right. Unheard of. I mean, the Alvin Bragg case, which alleged, I mean, if you kind of wade through it all, mm-hmm. I guess it was an election interference case, kind of. But it all came down to a non-disclosure agreement between Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels, yep. and those are perfectly legal. And yet yeah. somehow Alvin Bragg turned it into a crime, and Judge Merchan rubber-stamped it. Wow. So, you know, again, there's a number of cases against Donald Trump. And look, some of them have a little credibility, although they kind of scream of hypocrisy. Yeah. But most of them are just absolute nonsense. I mean, the one in Fulton County is falling apart, and the Jack Smith cases have serious problems. The one in Florida has been dismissed, yep. and the one here in Washington, D.C. is probably mostly blocked now because of the Supreme Court ruling on immunity. So, you know, again, I feel like these cases, they were constructed very craftily.
Yeah.
They were sat on for years. They were indicted one after the other in 2023 mm-hmm. with the express purpose that I think they expected Donald Trump would be sitting in court all year this year with one case after another, humiliated on television and not right. able to get out and campaign.
All right, let me ask you to talk about that Jack Smith stuff for a second, because you point out there are two cases, and you're saying the one in Florida is gone, and the one in D.C. is what? Just like in a holding pattern?
So the one in Florida has been dismissed by Judge Cannon.
Right.
Based on the ruling that Jack Smith was never appropriately appointed in the first place.
Okay.
That the whole idea of a special counsel is sort of a made-up concept that either has to be created by statute, which
okay.
we haven't had since the independent counsel law expired back in 1999,
oh, yeah.
or it has to be a Senate, a presidential appointed and Senate confirmed position, like a district U.S. attorney, the 92 okay. that are out there. Jack
right.
Smith is neither. He was sort of appointed in this position by the attorney general under a Justice Department regulation, which does not have the power of law. So anyway, he's not properly appointed, and so he can appeal it. He's probably going to lose.
Mm.
So there's that. They're spinning his wheels there. Then in the D.C. case, remember, a week prior to the U.S. v. Trump case
right.
on immunity, there was
yep.
another Supreme Court case about the use of the obstruction law, because the primary charge against Donald Trump here in Washington is obstruction of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And what the Supreme Court held is what that means is obstructing a congressional investigation, like tampering with evidence. It does not mean some broad concept of taking steps to prevent a congressional, I don't know, action, I guess
okay.
the counting of the electoral vote. So basically, the Supreme Court threw it out.
Right.
So the courts now still has it throughout the obstruction part of it,
okay.
and the immunity part still has to apply. So now Judge Chutkan here in Washington has to figure out what she thinks Donald Trump can and can't be charged with. And guess what? If she goes the way of the prosecution, Donald Trump can appeal it.
Wow.
So now you have another case that's subject to appeal. So they really are going nowhere fast at this point. And they've really, you know, properly, the
yeah.
Supreme Court has stepped in and really kind of stopped this nonsense, because both these cases were really, really wobbly to begin with. And
right.
when you bring charges against a former president,
yeah.
the case should be rock solid, or else
right.
don't bring it.
Now,
this show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Isn't Jack Smith, though, the prosecutor in the D.C. case as well? And if he was, then doesn't Judge Chutkan have to listen to Judge Cannon, who said he wasn't appointed correctly in the first place?
So great point, right? Well, Judge Cannon, they're both district court judges.
Okay.
Judge Cannon resides in the 11th Circuit, which covers Florida and other parts of the Southeast.
Okay.
Judge Chutkan sits in Washington, D.C., which falls under the D.C. Circuit.
Okay.
So each circuit can have different rulings. And if you have a circuit split, the Supreme Court can step in and decide it. So Judge Cannon's ruling in Florida, I would say, has some support for the argument here in Washington, but Judge Chutkan does not have to respect it. So my guess is she won't. My guess is she will leave Jack Smith in place, and then you have a split. And so my guess very much is the Supreme Court at some point would take the case. And we know how at least one justice is going to rule, because Clarence Thomas has already said, basically, I don't think Jack Smith was appointed properly.
Yep.
So it's a pretty good guess that if it goes all the way to the Supreme Court, they're going to find in favor of Donald Trump. So, again, you know, I think, again, what's so frustrating is that if you do this sort of thing, you take an action, you use the legal system, which is supposed to be taken really seriously, and you launch an attack on a politician, knowing it's going to be divisive to the country, you make sure your case is solid. And when you just haphazardly use these theories and, you know, kind of just haul someone in to charge them and create headlines, I think goes back to your question about what is lawfare. Mm-hmm. That's lawfare. That's it's misusing the legal system to attack opponents.
Joe Moreno is joining us. Joe, of course, a former federal prosecutor, just an absolutely brilliant, brilliant guy. I always love getting his insight. So, Joe, jump back to New York for just a second. Judge Merchan is, in fact, going to impose some sort of a sentence. What are the options? And honest to goodness, it's like an over-under thing. Do you really think that he's going to send Donald Trump to Rikers Island?
Well, let's start with the lighter sentences. It could be a fine. It could be probation, where basically it's, you know, don't do it again, and I'm watching you for a year or two, you know, and you know that kind of thing. It could be something more extreme, like having to meet regularly with a probation officer, where you have to stay local. It could be an ankle bracelet. It could be house arrest. It could be limitation of to the borders of the state. You can't leave New York City or New York State. And then you get into it theoretically could be a jail sentence. Now, it really shouldn't. I mean, this is a nonviolent crime, first-time offender. They call it a Class E felony, so it's the most least serious type of felony in New York State.
Right.
So it really should not be any kind of jail sentence, but he could.
Yeah.
I hate to say it. I think there's a chance he will.
Yep.
Now, Donald Trump will immediately appeal it, and the appeals court should immediately grant a stay of any jail sentence.
Yep.
So he should not spend even a night in Rikers.
Mm-hmm.
But my guess is between Alvin Bragg and Judge Merchan, they're going to do their best to really throw the book at him. And really try to make the most of this, because it's kind of their last chance, right? It's the last chance they have to use their lawfare campaign before November's election.
Wow, it's outrageous. Joe, everybody, of course, tunes in when you are here with us, but I want them to be checking out the stuff you're doing when we're not chatting with you. You're doing stuff with The Spectator, lots of stuff on social media. So give everybody those handles and addresses, would you?
Sure. It's Joseph Moreno on X. It's josephmoreno.com, and I have a regular contributor role now in The Spectator, which is a fantastic periodical. So I recommend, and I say that, you know, I say to the audience all the time, I mean, look, there's a lot of commentary out there. There's a lot of opinions. But be careful of people who claim to be objective and yet are pushing propaganda.
Yep.
It's becoming more and more common, and particularly among us lawyers, people who say they're legal experts, but they're pushing, you know, they're pushing a point of view that's not necessarily legally accurate. So I say, listen to the facts, listen to the arguments, but make your own objective decisions.
I love it. Joe Moreno, I thank you for being here, my friend. One of the best. I'm always so thrilled to chat with Joe Moreno. And again, check him out, Joseph Moreno on X. JosephMoreno.com is the website. And check him out at The Spectator, now a regular contributor over there. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.